Okay, let's go back to before we talk about tonight. So you were going to play football, then you were going to play basketball, then you're going to play football, you're going to be a wide receiver, then you're going to be a point guard, you're going to be a tight end. You know, like, the decision to come here, the coaches sold you on being this athletic tight end.
Yeah.
Take me through that, like, the, you know, why you ended up here.
It's because, like, all the coaches had NFL experience. Mm-hmm. I know they'll get me ready for the next level, and academic-wise, it's off the charts, but they're good and everything. Mm-hmm.
Was it crazy seeing yourself on all these highlight reels last week with the one hundred catch?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Your friends blow up your phone or anything?
Yeah, my dad was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, talk about tonight—a big 20-yard catch. What kind of play is that? Walk me through that play.
It was just a little something. I mean, it wasn't nothing that bad. I mean, I just made a play. So.
Yeah. Is it? So this freshman class, there's 17 of you played tonight, which is very rare. You know, like this school hasn't played more than 10 true freshmen in maybe 15, 20 years. So do you guys feel special? Like, do you as a class realize that, you know, it's Bobby out there making sacks and Isaiah Gay and everything else? Like, what's that like?
I mean, that's what we were recruited here for, to play.
Yeah.
Make a difference in the team.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, that's like what we came here to play. Everybody is here, is able to play right now.
And do the coaches sell you on that? Yeah. Like, playing time is immediately available.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Lewis. First, tell me about coming back from being sick. Like, was that had to be hard for you, right? Like, to miss so many weeks being sick. You know?
Yeah, I was out the whole month of training camp, and I was just sick. I couldn't do anything. I felt terrible. I lost a lot of weight, but. I tried to keep my mindset where it was, and a couple times I got down on myself, but I just knew I had to keep the mindset where I was, and if I had, if I kept my mindset, then I could just get back to the flow, and they put me in, and I'll just try to make the most of the time I got.
Do you feel 100% back, like,
yes, sir.
Regain the weight, strength? And
yeah, I'm getting my weight back, I'm getting my mindset back, and I'm playing to the ability I know I can play.
Yeah, so is this a lot pretty quick for you, like? You know, here you are in your second game. You know, this is maybe why you flipped to here, to have this opportunity.
Yeah, we get a lot of opportunity here as freshmen, but, you know, we just coming into practice every day, doing what we need to do, and if coach feels like you ready to play, then he's going to put you in, so mm-hmm. You just got to stay ready.
In high school, did you always feel like the offer was going to come, the big offer, the Big Ten, you know, was it gratifying?
It was a great moment when I knew Illinois Big Ten school offered me. I was just playing the best I could. I knew I could go to a big Power 5 school, but when they wasn't coming, I was just staying true to myself and doing what I need to do. And when Illinois offered me, it was a great feeling. I just knew I had to commit.
And what was the locker room in there like after the win?
It was great.
Yeah?
It was great. Coach, all the coaches was pumped. We were pumped. And we just had a great time in the locker room.
Uh-huh. They still do the school song, Throw the Water Around?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
It's good to you. All right, thanks, Nate. All right, so, I mean, 2-0, right?
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool, you know, being 2-0. We haven't been 2-0 in the last few years, so... Mm-hmm. You know, anytime you can get a win in college football is pretty special, especially as 8-point underdogs at home.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of their guys were saying that this was a guaranteed win for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, obviously we showed who the better team was tonight.
Yeah, how'd you and Chase feel like, you know, you guys been waiting for these moments, right?
Yeah. I mean, I actually just went up to him in the locker room and I was like, dude, we got it done. And I was like, you're 3-0 as a starter. And I was like, right. I don't care how it gets done. Like, that record speaks for itself.
Right.
You know, so it was cool. We connected a couple times tonight.
Yeah.
But we definitely left some plays out there that will get fixed this week.
Yeah. And, I mean, talk about the freshmen. Like, this is a rare thing for college football to have this many true freshmen out there.
Yeah. Freshmen and then newcomers with Delshawn, I was looking out at the defense and I counted 6 new guys out there.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dang, like, you don't see this anywhere.
Yes.
You know, for those guys to step up for us, it's pretty special.
Yeah. Okay, so next week, I mean, it's kind of up in the air right now, maybe even, but, you know, what do you think the mentality is going into the next few weeks?
I mean, we're going to go after like we are playing on Friday. But, you know, everyone in this building understands the circumstance.
Yeah.
You know, people's lives are at risk.
Sure.
It's something that is bigger than football.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. So, you know, we got to make sure everyone's safe and we can play the game.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mike. Thank you. All right. Yeah, that was good. You went for the bump. I went for the hand. It was bad. Okay, talking to Isaiah Gay. So let's go. Well, first, your family's filming you get interviewed, right? What's that like for
you? Just anytime, you know, get that support, man, it's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I asked Nate the same question. Like, you know, February 1, you know, you might be going somewhere else. Suddenly this opportunity arises.
Yeah.
Here you are in Champaign. Here you are starting, you know, it's a bit of a whirlwind, right?
Is there.
Yeah.
Bit switch.
Yeah. So, how, you know, did you anticipate getting on the field this early, making an impact this early?
Actually coming in, I did not expect getting on the field early. I came in at 2:05, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm coming into a big conference such as the Big Ten. I just wanted to show Coach that I'm aggressive and I can play at this level.
Mm-hmm. So you're facing some guys probably 100 pounds more than you. Is it quickness? Is it? I mean, what, you know, describe your game for people.
It's the quickness, the speed off the edge, you know. I can't out-muscle them, so I out-quick them with my speed.
Yeah, yeah. So coming from – you're North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, what – it's just a kind of a crazy story to have this many freshmen. You know, I just talked to Lewis Dorsey, who've come up from Florida, and, you know, all these other guys from across the country, Nate from Louisville. And here you are all starting, again. It's a pretty special story. Tell me about it.
Well, when we first came in, everybody had the ambitions of starting, you know, getting play time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was mostly fussing over, like, make sure they didn't redshirt or nothing like that. We had the whole controversy.
Mm-hmm.
So, getting in the camp, everybody just, you know, showing their talent, the raw ability.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach seen it, and it worked out for us. We all got on the field.
Yeah. And so now, I mean, if you and Bobby are starting the second game as true freshmen, you know, you might be starting 48 games from now next to each other. You guys got a good, pretty good rapport, pretty good you and Bobby pretty close now.
We always been close, you know, from the jump, competing for spots, because he was at my position ahead of me, so we was always competing. And now with both of us on each side, it's great. We're going to keep it moving.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.